Right now, the Boston Symphony Orchestra is on the Tokyo leg of its Japan tour. On a day without performances earlier in the trip, one BSO violist traveled to a Japanese city that's still recovering from the tsunami that hit 6 years ago. He performed at a house with a small concert hall. WBUR's Andrea Shea went along to see the role music is playing in the still storm-battered community.
My name is Michael Zaretsky, and friends called me Misha.
It was very kind of Misha to accept to come this far away. He has only one free day. It's quite far away from Tokyo, and not easy to get here.
Yeah, that's cool. Maybe from here.
Pianist Chikako Shibata lives in Sapporo, north of Ishinomaki. She and the BSO Zaretsky have played together many times. Now they're rehearsing for a recital in this small, pristine concert hall connected to one of the area's few undamaged houses. It was designed by architect Hiroyuki Miyazaki. He's been working to help keep music alive for Ishinomaki, where the tsunami's 33-foot-high waves took more than 3,000 lives and flattened 20,000 houses.
Most of the area, the houses are destroyed, and now new construction started.
Miyazaki came to Ishinomaki from his home an hour away 2 days after the tsunami hit. He was searching for his friend, the owner of the house with the concert hall.
I couldn't find him, but just his concert hall don't have so many damages.
And many people here thought I died, because so many people died in this area.
That's the house owner, Akihiro Suzuki. Turns out he was safe at another friend's house, but without electricity or telephones. Suzuki is an amateur pianist who's obsessed with classical music. He's been hosting concerts in this hall for 10 years. When he learned his house, his hall, and his pianos were safe, he wanted to give more people a place to find relief.
Before tsunami, for me, music is only music. But after tsunami, my mind changed.
There have been many post-tsunami concerts in Suzuki's hall, some organized by Shibata, the pianist.
This place became the sort of soul place that everybody wants to come here. The people who evacuated far away, they come here and they unite. So it was a kind of important place for their feelings.
It still is. About 50 people arrive at Suzuki's place to see Shibata and the BSO Zaretsky perform. The musicians chose three pieces, including Dmitri Shostakovich's Sonata for Viola and Piano. Zaretsky points out it deals with the subject of death.
The way of emotions coming through this piece is really overwhelming. And for this moment, I thought it will be very appropriate. Besides, it's just beautiful music.
It seems the violist's music choice accomplished what he hoped. The Shostakovich Sonata strikes a chord with Ishinomaki resident Akiko Masu.
Memory of the, you know, the earthquakes in the 2011 tends to get fade away year by year, but she feels now today's performance reminded her we mustn't forget, we must remember, and it is important that way.
Masu started playing the piano again after coming here and says music saves her emotional side. Her host agrees, but like a lot of people, Dr. Suzuki is frustrated by the slow pace of recovery.
Every day I'm looking at the under construction, many noises. It makes us so depressed.
But the doctor finds hope in beautiful music and his friendships. And at this concert, he had the chance to play piano with a BSO violist who traveled here from Boston. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea in Tokyo.